Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, it's really hard to get a handle on the cash cattle market going into today's trade, with the development of wide trading ranges appearing on both sides gearing up for the long holiday weekend. Northern dress trade developing yesterday in a much wider range than last week, with prices from $148 to $155, and that's generally steady to $7 lower than last week's average. The concern is whether further weakness in beef values and futures prices through the part of midweek will add increased softness to cash trade during early parts of this month, which is creating some additional pressure. Firm gains developing in hog futures trades expected to carry light to moderate spillover buyer support as traders enter the month of July. The lean hog futures complex was able to quickly look past higher grain and feed prices during the day, with traders more focused on end of the month and quarter positioning. Even though August futures posted light to moderate support, the main support was seen in October through April contract months. Now, the wheat markets are higher across the board, shaking early two-sided trade to build on the gains seen yesterday. Trade activity was very clearly focused in corn, but wheat had plenty of fodder to chew on from the acreage report to June 1 stocks. The June 1 stocks were bearish, with no other way to view this data point. At 1.44 billion bushels, June 1 wheat stocks compared with the 980 million bushels expected and 1.8 billion bushels last year. Higher corn prices overnight, building on yesterday's sharp rally as the massive fund short position comes under pressure. To say yesterday's USDA reports were a surprise would be a gross understatement. The June 1 stocks report featured the second largest bearish surprise on record, while the June acreage report featured the largest bullish surprise on record. We're going to check all your futures when we come back in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, August live cattle down 20 cents at 96.27. October down 32, 99.72. December was down 12 at 103.65. August feeder cattle down 65, 132.85. September down 90 cents, 133.37. October's down 102 at 134.10. July hogs down 20 cents, 45.17. August up 57, 49.02. October's up 192 at 49.35. Kansas City wheat, July was up 6¾ at 435. And a half. September up 3¼, 439¾. Chicago wheat, July up 4½, 490. And September up 5¼, 491¾. July corn up 12¼, 338½. September up 12¾, 341½. July soybeans up 17¾, 884¼. August up 17¼, 878¾. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.